You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a good soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well.
Zina makombrofonia tiki shiveni makande rukushete. Zina ma shahalati akasha. Zende kreni mukoloni makasha ndiva kubrokoloko. Shahane ma lorobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob Esene meki ande bokorani yamana makabalwa. Yana makana mama. Shada baki ande roku shete rokono. Zihina maha sikrehe de bethishta. Zubrehe kevali shuvahana makida. Zihina maha shapati. Zahante prokobala diatasha. O ma baba. Shahata tikrana makushi. Zina makro shihigana madishte kwele metishta. Zihina makro boko shihata balada. Ekezishte vrehelikandi profetishta. Zihiri banama shahakatishta. Zumbreheke belishta. Mi indabala katikwele mekushita. Zihina mante kushita. Yeksuna mante shikala da basha. Baba batishe kele bediata shatika. Zumete bren ishana makande rokoshete. Zihina maka shahala dikwele mekushita. Zina mande kodo mokoshete rakamaniate. Oh Jesus. Shahana makande rokoshete. Zina mande kwene mo shikrahana makosha. Zena mekende ro shikrahana makosha. Zina makondo borokoshete rakiana marosha. Zende brohova di makasha hande kwene mosha. Zina makana makana marakoshete. Zina mante kodo mokodoro koshete rakiende rosha. Ah, yada baso kele bisto. Zuprohovani mante kebe bombokoroni shata. Lenge bombokoroni mante kede moroshete rakia. Zinda bomboro koshete ro rosha. Lande ro zuprohovani makande ro rosha. Oh, Jesus. Ah, yada mante koshika. Lingo shabrumbaki nama proboko vini shata. Lenga tebo si proboko vani atingi dama. Manti kusu provani ma shikra hele disha. O zibra hana ma shaha kutishta. O zibra hana ma kete mosha. Ese ne me kvene moku shata. O yene moku shata. Jada baraki yada baraku shete dede. Zingro hodo mo shiga na makiroko. Oh, Jesus. Zina mo mbronge ro ni shante ro kono. Zada baradi ya de kashete po po ro ni shan. Let away of your clothing covers, let the light of your river flow, let the truth of your kingdom reign in us, let the way of your glory fall. Rio Olom Babalola. Afe Rio Olom Akotilede. Afe Rio Olom Awa Bustelio. Eya Babalu. You know, the spirit of a song is not conveyed in knowing the meaning. It is a life on its own. You know life is entered, if entering even when you can't tell the meaning. Aferio Olorun Babalola. Aferio Olorun Akodilede. Aferio Olorun Apostelio. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Zinamante kuno shanti. Zinamante krenemo yeksunamante kushe profanisha. Zuprofaniman krenemo shantarakofa. Jesus, Jesus. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathway of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want. We are surrounded by many who have crossed this river before. This is a song that will forever be singing. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Though we are few, we are surrounded dead by many who have crossed this river before. This is a song that will forever be singing. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven, forgive our sins. Father, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. You are faithful. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Ashana makono mosinkwene makashantima. Amen. Hallelujah. So I started on a series, Revival Came Too Early. And I said, we'll be going on a journey. We'll be looking at indices that when they are missing, it is a sign that anything that shows up that we call a move may later become a monument. And particularly, it may become a move that the enemy will hijack and use as a major instrument against the body. And I have said that we are not to celebrate yet because of an outpouring until there are structures on ground that can preserve what the Lord has released. So revival is not the good news until there are laborers. So what are the indices, the things that when we look at, we can say of a truth, the Lord is moving. But if they are missing, then there is a problem. Now, look up. The greatest force on earth is the force of the spoken word. Or we can say the force of prophecy. Huh? Such that the future, please pay attention. The future is actually a play out of what has been said before times. Huh? So prophecy, as it were, is not foretelling, but prophecy is conditioning the future to the mind of God. Telling the future what it should be, and the future has no choice than to listen. You see, it is until the all-living God shows up before you discover that everything God made is living. The future has ears, it can hear. So does the past. And so does now. So, revival never comes to any territory without a word ahead of the people. Please pay attention. And each time there is an outpouring, the outpouring looks like revival, but it is only the beginning of revival. Huh? Outpouring is the introduction of what God has come to do. What we had on the day of Pentecost was an outpouring. But when the whole city started wandering after the apostles, when they started laying people that were sick on the road so that the shadow of Peter will pass and cast on them for them to be healed, and that is revival. If there are no men, outpouring remains just a shower. And just like rain, if you are not careful, a time will come. It will not look like there has been an imprint of water here before. What I'm saying is that in all the places that God has moved, that there was no structure to preserve the move. You see, the structure here is not just about, and I'm not trying to cast in it. The structure is not about physical structure. The structure is men. Because as we are building the physical structures, if we fail to build men, the unbuilt men will sell the physical structures. So, God wants us to have a structure. People that will preserve the heritage of what God has come to do in the land. I perceive strongly that there are men that are in the foundation of what we call the move of God now. that are carrying something that this generation needs to collect before they go, so they don't die with it. So, we want to look at one of the structure that needs to be on ground for a move to truly be a move. The difference between movement and monument is that monument are physical proof that God was once here. Movement are living proof that God was once here and is still here. Monuments can be prayer mountains. Prayer mountains in the name of the one God moved through, but no one is standing there carrying the same oil. We go to monument to celebrate what it used to look like, but we know in our heart it is no longer like that. We talk about the mountain of so and so and so. It used to be a picture of a type of power. The mountain still exists, but the anointing has lifted. It's a monument. But movement, you see, movements are not stationary. I think I need to make that clear. Movement are not what? Stationary. Meaning that God may start a move with Coleman in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for instance. But because it is a movement, somebody from Africa goes under the meeting and carry the oil. Coleman has come to be with the Lord, but the essence of the anointing is still working. If you fail to raise men, your ministry will stop the day you breathe your last breath. The idea is this: that while men yet sleepeth, the work should be speaking. Aiken has gone to be with the Lord for years now, but men are still blessed, edified, and taught by the books of Aiken. Don't waste the move. When the unction is on, you put something down. There are people who will be stranded in terms of spiritual wealth. Why? They are scoundrels. In the days that the Lord gives them inspiration as touching something heavy that He wants to do, they will not document. I don't know why I'm led to say this. When a generation forgets a pen, the next generation will try to trace God. They may not find. We must write down the mappings of the point that God showed up with us and the things He came to do in the land, so that the next generation will come and they can trace how we started and where we stopped, so they will know where to continue. We are not to stop when the wind blows. We are to know the purpose of the wind. So, I want to give us one of the structure that must be on ground for the move of God to be preserved. If this structure is not on ground, then we say we have a revival. It came too early. And the first structure that must be on ground is the ministry of interpreters. The ministry of what? Interpreters. Act of Apostles, chapter number 2. Act of Apostles, chapter number 2. On the day of Pentecost, the power of God came, like Jesus had told them. The Holy Ghost began to move. And then the Bible said, He sat upon them, glowing tongues, like fire. And every man began to speak in another tongue, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. And people outside, please pay attention. Please listen well. People outside began to speculate, because the Medes, the Persians, and everyone began to hear the disciples speak in their own language, magnifying and glorifying God. And they said, "What meaneth this? For these are drunk. For this is just early, you know, the early hours of the day." But because there was a man amongst them, you know, it was possible that the Holy Ghost would have moved on the day of Pentecost, but there was no concrete interpretation. You see, if the Spirit moves in your life, but you don't know why it came, it may benefit you, it will not benefit your neighbor. We need interpretation.
generation for the sake of the next generation. Peter stood up amongst them and said, "This be that was spoken by prophet Joel, that it shall come to pass afterwards, and I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams." And Peter brought a living interpretation of the revival. Interpreters may not be up and down, but they are the custodian of wisdom of what God has come to do. Don't confuse revival with noise. There are men who may not be shouting in the midst of that move, but the essence of the move rests on their shoulders. Peter stood and boldly brought real interpretation. Why is the ministry of Paul special? Paul was the one who brought living interpretation to the essence of the ministry of Christ. He was not there, but he carried the anointing to interpret it well, the way Christ wanted to be interpreted. Interpreters are always needed. If not, moves will be wasted. Now, who are interpreters? The people who understood what has been said and who are waiting for the manifestation of them. And when the manifestation shows up, God can say, "This is that was said." Meaning that you are not an interpreter if you don't know what was said. You know, it is possible to be in an environment that is so much strong reality of what God is doing. So much of what God is doing. But you have not acquainted yourself with volumes of what has been said before you came. What is the Lord, for instance, what is the Lord saying about this new decade? What is he saying? Why should we enter into a year and then the whole world has been moving from one issue to another? Interpreters cannot call conspiracy what men call conspiracy. Interpreters are needed too. They are men who separate themselves, who listen only to the opinions of God. Because the template, the understanding, the ideology that a generation will run with run on their shoulders. So it matters the way they think. The way God will build an interpreter is different from the way we build a revivalist. As a matter of fact, when those who brought revival might be gone, interpreters have to remain. Amen. Please look up. Look up. I want us to understand that the move of God is not, the move of God is not a shrine-like movement. God doesn't move without a purpose. In every generation that God invests on men, he invests in men to achieve something. God has never invested in vain. But the investment will not be maximized. We are talking about, this is the way to maximize the essence of what God has come to do. The investment will not be maximized if we cannot interpret it well. What is the Lord doing in this season? The sons of Issachar understood times and seasons, and their brethren were at their command. Because a season is a divine timing, and that's why it's called Kairos. Meaning that, you see, everyone calls this season March 2020. But that is the calendar timing. But the Kairos timing, which is the season, it is the season where God wants the whole world to remember where he picked them up from. That's an interpretation. That you sit down, you understand, this is that which was said. So interpreters are necessarily men who are running with prophecies, and men who run with prophecies are men who run budding. We have been running with prophecy that Lord, you see, the Lord has been speaking to me that at certain times, the 70 years of captivity of Nigeria will soon be over. And God spoke to me. He said, like the 70 weeks of Daniel, the 70 years of captivity will soon be over. And he said, I will raise an unbeliever, but I will put an heart of flesh in him, and he will be the one to usher the nation out, and I will take over from there. Now that's an interpretation. Why? It will not come if I'm not running with burden. Lord, you have so much anointings and so many graces in this nation. What are you saying particularly about this dear nation? God says, son, watch, for the season of the Gentiles will soon be over. And let me say this to you prophetically. The Gentiles are using their last moment. Amen. So Peter stood with boldness. Don't be carried away by the move. Sit down to understand why he came. You see, revival is not for babies. And that's why it matters what you are hungry for. You see, the kingdom of God is best propagated by mature hands. Men who understand the ways of the spirit. Those who understand the essence. Those who are not carried away with the physical externalities and the frivolities. God is doing something now. The whole world is jumping. We are glad. We are excited about what God is doing. We are happy that there is so much healings right and left. We are glad about the things we see. But why is he here? That you know what he's doing doesn't mean you know why he's doing it. The real essence of the move is behind the why, not behind the what. Why is the Lord making this dimension of anointing available now? Why? You look at your life. Pay attention. You look at your life, and at a certain season, you notice that the hunger you are carrying is not the function of you pursuing God. The hunger you are carrying is God putting it in there and say, come. Why? Because you may go, but not understand the reason why. Men who pray prayer of inquiry are those who walk in wisdom. You notice at a certain season, the Lord just suddenly place a burden upon your heart. Give yourself to studying of the word. The question is why? It is men who ask why that will maximize and be able to interpret correctly the essence of God's move per time. God doesn't just move in places, he moves in lives. And you look at your life at a certain season, it's like there's so much quietness. Why?
Out of the ashes, I'm arising today. I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. As the breaking of a brand new day, out of the ashes I'm arising today. I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I saw the breaking of a brand new day. Asha Halikash. Hallelujah. Now, hear me. Hear me. Listen. What God wants to do with your life is not for the now alone. The anointing on you is for the benefit of generations yet unborn. You must interpret it correctly. The moment the hand of the Lord came, ask him why. Ezekiel spoke in Ezekiel 37. I was in the spirit in the Lord's day, and the hand of the Lord came upon me and took me in the valley full of bones. God was taking him not just for a vision, but for the restoration of a land. At the end of the day, God told him that the great army that you see represent the nation of Israel. They were dead. It is possible you enter into a season that you are seeing so much vision. You are permitted to have access to visions of heaven. Don't just receive those things. They are not to excite you. They are there for you to bet something with. Don't give bet. Don't have stale bet with the move of God. Don't be excited about the things God has given you to cook for the next generation. They may excite you and die in your hands. It is men who interpret correctly that will maximize the reason why he came. The fact that God shows up is not a proof that he will do what he has come to do. Correct interpretation. At a certain season in my life, I notice everywhere I get to, God plants around me a pastor, search after his heart. Even when I plan to escape and not do the things God will have me do, he still plants a shepherd. Why? Interpretation.
Amen. You notice everywhere I get to, as much as I try to dance out of the will of God, it plants strategic platforms, strategic relationships, strategic friends. You try to not study your Bible and you go on social media just to enjoy yourself for a while. The first write-up you see is telling you that don't leave your Bible and come to Facebook. Why is God pursuing you with his mercy everywhere you turn to? Interpretation. Because the mercy may keep following you all your life, but yet you can't interpret why. Listen, if you lack the interpretation for so long, the hands will be lifted and go to somebody else. It happened in the Bible. God was speaking to Peter. I showed him a vision, and he saw a sheet came, was let down from heaven, and it contained different creatures, four-footed beast, and Christ spoke to him. He said, Peter, kill and eat. No, it was not about the animal. You see, the animal was a representation of men who are not in Christ, who are not, you know, of the commonwealth of salvation. And he was telling him that now what I'm doing now is to bring those who are outside of this commonwealth, bring them inside and sanctify them by the blood. But Peter said, I cannot eat what is unclean. But Paul spoke in 1 Timothy 4 verse 2 now, that every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused. You should receive with thanksgiving and supplications to the Lord. And when the voice came to him so many times and he failed to understand what God was saying, the Bible said that the sheet was lifted from him. And later on, two chapters after, we saw a man called Paul who was on his way to Damascus. And suddenly a great light came. If you fail to interpret the coming of Jesus, he will show up to somebody else. And Paul began doing exploits. He started doing many things. And you see, you must pay attention. Because you might be in one single year, but 24 seasons. And each time the new season shows up, don't just be excited about the possibilities available. The possibilities are there for you to do something. It can remain a possibility, but you have not done anything possible with them. Interpret well. God needs interpreter to show why he's here.
Ayeraye, alabarangao, ayeraye, oba, ayeraye, alabarangao, ayeraye, 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 alabarangao, ayeraye, oba.
Now, you see, it is in the place of interpretation that you start asking, what is the meaning of the instruction that God is giving me for the hour? Sometimes the instruction is like dying, but it is to bring out certain reality. Because listen, you may go through the pain of the hour but still lose the dividend of the moment. It is not the same. You may go through the pain, you see what I'm saying, you went through the process, but you went through it not knowing why it came. You went through not knowing what he's saying. You went through not knowing why. You get what I'm saying? God may say, leave Lagos and go to Kafanja. But you went and Kafanja was not convenient. Still, you went not knowing the reason why God said, go.
Ayiraye, alabaranlao. Ayiraye, ayiraye. Ayiraye, alabaranlao. Ayiraye, oba. Ayiraye, alabaranlao. Ayiraye, 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 alabaranlao. Ayiraye. We don't know what to ask for. We just pray in the Holy Ghost. We don't know what to pray for. We just pray in the Holy Ghost.
Listen, your seasons are as important as your accurate interpretation of what they stand for. There will be no difference between the previous season and the new season if you don't understand what changed. What changed? You got to a certain point, it was like the dealings of God became entirely different. Interpretation. direction. Hallelujah. Let me show you a scripture. Act of Apostles, chapter number 7. Act chapter number 7.
Jesus, my Lord, I want to make you proud. I want to make you smile. Jesus, my Lord, I want to make you smile. I want to wipe your tears. Jesus, my Lord, I want to make you smile. I want to wipe your tears.
Look at it. Act of Apostles, chapter number 7. I started reading from verse 20. Thank you. In which time Moses was born and was exceeding fear and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand will deliver them, but they understood not. Meaning that somewhere in the house of Pharaoh, Moses knew that he was the man for their rescue. Moses knew he was the... Please pay attention. Pay attention. The burning bush was just a reconfirmation. Moses knew before the burning bush came. The burning bush was 40 years after now. He knew when he was in the house of Pharaoh that they should know that this is the time. Meaning that Moses was not just skillful and learned in all the workmanship of Egypt. He was skillful in prophetic writing. He knew that what God told Abraham is that they will be in a strange land for 400 years. Exactly the 400 years he was 40. He went to them and pay attention. He killed a man that was maltreating one of his brethren. But the brethren rather spite him. The reason why you will hate a pastor or a leader for being too hard on you is because the pastor knew that by this time you should enter into this. You are the one who is yet to know. The reason why you go into a spiritual environment and say their own is too much is that there is a knowing, a prophetic knowing around you then, that by now, you ought to be entering into this reality. You are dragged into it because you lack interpretation. When your interpreters come, they look too heavy, but you must believe what they brought. Moses said, I thought that they would know that by this time their deliverance should come by me. That God has raised me up as an agent of their deliverance. That they will not be in this chain forever. But there was no interpreter amongst them. And so what happened? The following day Moses was passing by. And he saw them fighting one another again. And he said, are you not aware that you are brethren? Why should you fight each other? And they said to him, do you want to kill us the same way you killed the Egyptian yesterday? And Moses ran for fear. Please pay attention. He ran for fear and went to get married, spent another extra year, 40, another extra 40 years outside. And they suffered the kind of things they ought not to suffer. Their burdens were multiplied. When you miss your interpreters, you have multiplied your sorrow. There are this season, this is what the was doing. Don't you see? Listen, interpretation is what gives you the meaning of your seasons. You come to a season in your life. This season is not for comfort. This is the season where a grain of wheat has to fall to the ground to die. If you interpret it well, you will not demand from the season what is not there. Depression is the result of demanding from a season what it does not have for you. Let me say again. Depression is the result of demanding from a season what the season is not having for you. We need interpreters. Men who will stand in the gap, understanding what God has said. Mean that there are men who had read what God said. We're running with the body, quietly observing the trend of things. But they know one day the people will break into the reality of this light. They will come gradually persuading the people. Because they are interpreters, they know that to interpret to a generation who is not led in prophecy, you will become their first victim of attack. You want to interpret to men who are not paying attention to what God has said. They will attack you. They will see you as the problem. Shahati. Kandiraki anamas shit. Amen. Moses, look up. Their deliverer came. He said, I thought they should know that by this season God will use me to liberate them. I thought they should know, but they were not ready. So it is possible to be in bondage and yet not ready for freedom. It is possible to be grown in an earth not ready for emancipation. They were crying, their burdens were much, but they were still not ready. How do you know you are ready for freedom? When you prophetically understand the times that God has allocated for you to be free. We're talking about the presence of interpreters. This special ministry gift, these men are needed. They may be pastors, evangelists, teachers, prophets, or teachers, or apostles. But one of the major things they do, they carry, is the knowledge of what God is doing in this season. They can look at events and interpret accurately. According to this event, it was said prophetically. You read the prophecy in quotes, but this is the breakdown of the quotes, that a beast will come out from the water. The beast is not just an animal. The beast is a person. Revelation 13. The water is not just a body of water. The body is a people. We saw the same representation in Revelation chapter number 4, that before the throne there was a sea of glass. The sea is not just talking about water or gas, and glass was flowing. The sea reflects to people who are standing, who are washed pure in the blood of the Lamb, who reflect the image of God. Interpretations. Every prophecy is written in quotes, and the key is given to men who are bought in to go search for it. Let me show you a scripture. Jeremiah chapter number 29 verse 12. Jeremiah 29:12. Shahana Makia de Kashati. Mandeko Sibrahanima Shanti Kashati. Now look at it. Okay, from verse 11, say, I know the thought that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thought of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Verse 12 says, then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And when ye shall seek me, and ye shall seek me and find me, when you search for me with all your heart. When you search for me, how? With all your heart. Mean that these men are bought in specially to search for God. Hold on. You may sincerely be a part of a home where things are not going fine, but you are not interested in the emancipation of that family. Because interest is not the same thing as desire. Interest is seen in having meaningful step to go towards the fulfillment of what you are interested in. You are in a place, you look at the things that the devil is doing. The devil has destroyed lives here enough. He had buried men here in depravity enough. You know, it starts with a sense of awareness. Moses came into that sense of awareness that, listen, I am the man that God has raised for your deliverance. It is not pride, sir. To see what has been written concerning you in volume of books is not pride. In Luke 4 verse 18, Jesus picked the book to read from verse 16. and he took the book and he opened the book of Isaiah and said, and look at it, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. And he read prophetically the things that has been written concerning him, and he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your sight. To understand what was written about you in books is not a joke. It is not pride. What is scripture? Scriptures are scripts written for creature. The day you find your script in the scripture, that is the day you know your purpose. Something has been written. Lo, I come in volume of books as it was written concerning me. You must find your path. Hold on. Hold on. What is a script? Those who act movies understand what a script is. You know, you watch a movie, and when you are watching a movie, there's something called suspense. Suspense is what you are kept in when you don't understand what will happen next. But the people who are acting according to the script. This is why when you panic, they are not panicking, because they know the end of the script before they start acting the script. A man will not be given to fear if he has seen what was written concerning him. That despite the fact that the whole world is run up and down, I have seen the end of my script, that this thing called coronavirus, it came, but it came to pass. I was not part of those who carried away. We must understand the end of the script from the beginning. That is how we will not be given to fear. Scripture. Hallelujah. And now you look at scripture. Listen, according to what I see here, this is what has been written concerning me. This was how Christ grew in knowledge, in stature, in favor with God and with men. He knew accurately the things written. It is not pride. Everywhere Christ goes to preach, he will tell them, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You see, to announce the dimension you represent is not pride. Because the generation that will drink from that river must first trust the source. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. And these are interpreters. You see, listen, one of the most delicate parts of your ministry is that you must interpret accurately the essence of the anointing on you. Because you may only do a part and miss the most important part. Kenneth E. Hagin almost died for calling himself a teacher. God said, no, you are not just a teacher, you are a prophet and a teacher. Interpretation, sir. Because there is something I'm going to use you to drop on ground. The next generation must drink, but they must receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, so they can have a prophetic reward. Interpreters. They are men who don't think like normal people. They are not carried away with what carried the rest away. Others may be busy partying and marrying. They are looking, according to this time, what has the Lord say that we are to look out for? What are the indices? What does this season represent? Interpreters. Ah, Shanti Mosha. Men, take care of the Mashanti. Jeez. Look at the book of Ezra, chapter number 1. We have several interpreters in scripture. We have Ezra, we have Nehemiah, we have Stephen, we have Moses. Different dangerous men who interpreted accurately the essence of God's move in their time. Ezra from chapter number 1 from verse 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Persia, the word of the Lord came by the mouth of Jeremiah. That the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, the king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build an house at Jerusalem, which is at Judah. Who is there amongst you, all of his people? Is God be with you, with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. Whoever remaineth in any place wherein he sojourneth, let the men of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts beside the freewill offering, for the house of God is in Jerusalem. Now look at this, verse 5. Then arose the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites, with them which the Spirit of God had raised, to go up to build the house of God in Jerusalem. Verse 6. And all they that were about them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver and gold and with goods and beasts and precious things beside all that was willingly offered. Now look at verse. Let's go to chapter number 3. Now let's start the reading from verse 1. And when the seventh month was come, the children of Israel were in the cities. The people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. Then stood up Joshua, the son of Zadok, and his brethren, and the priest, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and the brethren, and builded the altar of God to Israel, to offer burnt offering thereon, as it is written in the law of Moses. Now, let me quickly break down the scripture for you, because there is also there's a stretch from this scripture to the book of Nehemiah. Follow me quickly to Nehemiah, then I connect the both together, also with what happened with the account of Daniel. Because Jeremiah, Nehemiah, Ezra, and Daniel were men who operated within the same period of time. Jeremiah came first, then Daniel, then Ezra, and Nehemiah. Now let's look at what happened in the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 1. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Ikaliah. And it came to pass in the month of Chilsu, in the 20th year, that I was in Shushan the palace, that Anai, one of the brethren, came, and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped. Now the Jews that had escaped are those that went out with Daniel, those that led out of captivity, which were of the captivity concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant of them that are left of captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gate thereof are burnt with fire. And it came to pass that as I heard these words, I sat down and wept. Now look up. If you interpret correctly in your generation, what you are seeing will not be the same with what others are seeing. What you are seeing will be a burden. It will cause you tears. Because in the time people are calling what they are seeing celebration, you are seeing it as their time of decadence. He asked them, brethren, what about our brethren who had escaped? As at this point, Nehemiah was in a very good position. He could sit down and be enjoying himself, you know. And, you know, many things that are happening. But no, the burden will not let him. If you have no burden that keeps from sleeping, you don't know how to interpret. In every generation, there is something the Lord is saying that if interpreted correctly, you will not be at ease in Zion. Huh? And they began to ask questions. Tell us, what do you see in Jerusalem? How about our brethren who left? Tell us about the walls of Jerusalem. Are the walls still intact? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And questions begin to come. You see, when men begin to see as God wants them to see, one of the things that will happen is that they will begin to ask meaningful questions. Amen. They'll begin to ask what? Check, sir. When a generation starts asking the right questions, it is a sign that they are about to break into something new. Isaac told Esau, he said, I've made your brother a ruler over you, but it will come to pass that in the days that you will break in, you will become discontented. In the days that you become angry with the situation, in the days that you become dispirited, in the days that you will feel you can't spend one more night in this body. When that day finally comes, that is the day you break oppression. Mean the oppression lasts till you can interpret. These are the words of the Lord. Hallelujah. Moses showed up as a man empowered, anointed of the Lord. He knew. These are the indices in the body of Christ. And these things are very painful. That men have been raised, ordained, and anointed for a generation. They come, stand in the office of the anointing, doing what God has anointed them to do. But the generation they were sent to will not recognize them. Everyone knew they've been sent, except those they've been sent to. No correct interpretation. This is how to miss your prophet. And when you miss them, listen, according to the chance of time, because time and chance happens to us all, it will have to unwind again for you to come and check in whether you now understand. It may take 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and many will die, may die, not even understanding. And you watch. Let me give you an instance. If you are holding to a car, and the car starts moving, and your hand is tied to the car, what do you feel? You feel it is dragging you. Anywhere you feel you are being dragged, it is because there's a new momentum you ought to have taken that you didn't take. So God had to make another way by raising fast moving men that will drag you along. Because by his mercy, either you want to go or not, God sometimes will say, this one will be dragged. You call it stretching, but it ought not to be a stretch, really. It ought to be just a function of adjustment. It is a stretch because you are not adjusting. And you get what I'm saying now? If you had adjusted, it will not stretch. You call it stretching because you wanted to maintain your previous position. But God is saying, let's gain more momentum. Let's move forward. Interpreters. An interpreter can be in a gathering, in a place where body are jumping and jubilating. They call it musical concert. And the young man is seated there. He's wondering, why are they dancing? With this crowd, we should maximize this crowd, sir. Brothers and sisters, and let the move of the spirit break loose. Let men be taught. Let there be sober reflection. Let the spirit be allowed to move. That is an interpreter. They are not carried away with the wind that distract others. They see as the Lord sees. And Jesus was a very clear, excellent interpreter. He said, my Father worketh it out to I walk, and I do what I see my Father do. Mean that my duty is to keep with heaven and interpret what they do there and enforce it on earth. This is how to advance kingdom. You advance kingdom as the primary kingdom itself is advancing. My God will raise men that will no longer have men who are convenient. Now in the midst of a situation where men ought to lose their peace and wait upon the Lord in the place of prayer and cry, that will not have men who maximize this season to watch Netflix. That interpreters will come. Those who will say, listen, this has never happened at any point since we've been born. If this is happening now, there is a message the Lord is trying to pass across. Can we have the anointing to stay with him and ask the Father, Father, what are you trying to communicate with our generation? There is a major message here, because every generation that will come will remember this time. It is too precious a time for anybody to joke with. This is the season that men are fastening themselves to channel. Listen, this is, let me tell you another prophetic of this season. God told me, he said, this is the season for men that have told to leave their secular job to follow me. This is their season of last chance. The Lord told me to call a friend. I called him. I said, sir, I see that the chariot of this generation is about living without you. God said to me, he said, for those that have been telling, follow me. This is a season for them to see that everything can shut down in one day. Will they come or will they not? We must interpret correctly. Event must not just play out and pass. There is something particular. There is something specific. There is something real, tangible in the spirit realm. There's an essence. No, there's no panic in heaven. There's no surprise there. The only thing there is play out of the plans of God. God doesn't dwell in time, sir. Everything now, both seen and unseen, are visible before him. Who are the class of men that will understand? I say, God, I understand this season that there is a beckoning upon my life to come wait. I have failed to wait. Now all of us are waiting compulsively. Will I still waste and sleep this time away? Interpretation. And you know, I sense the need for us to pray in the Holy Ghost. You know that, listen, that I sense that there are people here that there are certain visions and words that the Lord dropped in your spirit. You got them, but you didn't understand them. Interpretation is a product of understanding. Listen, it is not knowledge. Knowledge is that you know. Interpretation is that you understand the back and front of it. The Lord, Father, will you at this time and season open my eyes of understanding that I may see?
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you highly lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. I want to see you highly lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy.
You know, I sense strongly in my spirit that there's going to be a massive outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Because men in this waiting season, listen, I hear strongly in my spirit that the enemy had laid a siege ahead of the waiting season. But God had raised a standard above the enemy. That despite the fact that the enemy had raised siege for men to be trapped in the webs of addiction and many things, but God has called specific men who carry the voice of the hour to say, guard the territories. These ones must not be lost. They must hear what I want them to hear. But listen, just after this, there's going to be national outbreaks. I'm telling you, nations will come together and hold Thanksgiving services. There's going to be national outbreaks of the Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Ghost will move again. Stadiums will be full again. And the power will flow. Because like Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of the fish, that's the sign of the Son of Man. They will stay when it is not convenient, but they will emerge with fire. There's going to be a very serious release of the Spirit. It's going to be so strong. I sense strongly that if a man should miss this season, it may take a while for the recalibration to come. You must not joke with the essence of this season. Don't despise the Lord in the days of his moves, sir. Don't waste the essence of this season. I sense that God will have to sit on men. That you will be able to accurately sit down and see the essence of what God is doing. That in our own time, not in the days of our fathers, in our own time, there was a move around the nations of the earth. We may call it a move of darkness, but don't forget that when darkness covers the earth and grows darkness the people, suddenly the light of the Lord shall arise upon you, and kings will now come to the presence of your rising. The beauty of light is seen now that there is darkness. This darkness has come to reveal the sun. That's what the Lord is saying. It has come to reveal the glory and the intensity in the heart of the sun. Listen, it will do more of revealing God's love, not his wrath. Interpreters of this hour will understand that God is communicating love, not wrath. It will do more. It will reveal the love of God. I was saying something the Lord told me when I was praying about the move of this pandemic. And God said, have you noticed that terrorism and terrorist attack all over the world had ceased? Because those who engage them, their hands have been made busy. It will reveal the love, not the wrath. But I sense that you are to groan in the spirit and tell God, Father, will you show me? What are you doing now? Show us. Lord, what are you doing? You have come to do something, but we need to understand. It is not always as men see. What are you doing in this season? Show us. Ayanama shatika. Men de kobra shataba. Men I os umbraha bikam. Tunish kobre. Inambro ovnish umbleheke brahatish. Shahala de yabasha. Ayanama tika na bomba. Of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you, I lily tethered up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power when Lord, as we sing, holy, 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 holy. I want to see you. Ande kan shibrahani mante. You have come to do something in my time. May I not miss the essence? May I not miss the essence? Ayanama shende vaki profis. Ombri inimante ko sigrahana mante. All over the world, your spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. All over the world, your spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord
as the waters covered the sea. Lord spoke to me, and I said in Genesis chapter number 1 from verse 1 to 2, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But the earth, just like now, was without form and void. In that season, that same shape of hopelessness and helplessness, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the face of the deep. The Lord said, tell my people, the next sound you will hear is light be. The next sound you will hear is light be. But this light will be sons of men, that ye are the light of the world. A city set upon the hill that shall not be hidden. God is about to unveil some cadre of men here. There are men who are behind the mountains, who understand what the Lord has come to do. Like Philip asked the Ethiopian eunuch, understandest thou what thou readest? It is not just enough to be around. We need to understand. True wisdom is a house built. True knowledge, the chambers are filled with riches. True understanding, it is established. The establishment of a generation depends on their level of understanding. Establishment is that we are set, our feet is solid, we are unwavering, not be thrown and fro by every wind of doctrine, not by the cunning sleight of men. The next sound you will hear is light be. And God will begin to unveil treasures in men. I shan't take her. Oh, seeing Gabani and Debra Fanish to Grehediba. That the church of the Lord, listen, will learn to see that beyond walls the Spirit yet liveth, says the Lord of hosts. Beyond walls, beyond the boundaries, yet revival will start in families, households where prayer altar has never been, it will be revived. Fathers whose heart has been disconnected from children will yet sit together, and my Spirit will yet dwell amongst them. My counsel will be unveiled, says the Lord of hosts. I see light. Light rising over the nations of the earth. For in the season where kings of nations are humbled, then the Lord will show himself as a Lord of glory. Listen, the Lord said, I will release wisdom to rebuild and show men where to really invest. Listen, this is not just about the breaking of walls. He said, I'm going to release wisdom for the rebuilding. The nations will recover quicker than you think. He will release wisdom to rebuild. Oh, we rejoice, Father. Ande kumbra havili ante kosha. Me indos tevrehe ish tevrehadisha. Oh, mandi igo brombo kiana brombatista. Thank you. I hear the Lord say, I quote the scripture so you understand what he's saying. Paul was speaking in 1 Corinthians 3. He said, Paul planted, Apollo watered, but the Lord gave the increase. And he said, verse 10, I as a wise master builder have laid well the foundation. Let everyone be careful what they build thereupon. God said, I'm releasing the builder's anointing. The builder's what? Meaning that men will not begin to build strategically. Listen, God said there is something I want to bring the church to do in the society and the church has stayed back from. We will see now and occupy our real position. The lapses we see in government are for the church to occupy. You have been made to see it so you know where to enter. It's releasing the builder's anointing. Ha ha, ya te koshna. Inda braha veniko sigra halikosha. Ah, shande kena masha. Oh, ya namaya tesha. Iye ne maha ye tanasha. Iye ne mo. Iye ne mo no sha. Iene mono siara, iana mana tikiliara, ayana maneche, iene mana ya koko, iana mae, iene mono. Ah, you have a role to play, says the Lord. You have a role to play. But when you see darkness covers the head, it is a sign that light has neglected a part. You have a role to play, says the Lord of hosts. For yet I will bring back an awakening within your heart. A sense of compassion. A heart cry will come. A burden for the nations. Yet you will do beyond the walls. For I, the Lord, does not live in your houses built with hands. I live amongst you, says the Lord of hosts. For you have a role to play.
Now this is the practical of interpretation. The season has been delivered to our hands that will understand what the Lord has come to do. That God has not just come to walk in nations of the head now. Something is doing. Something is doing that will see it. We'll occupy our prophetic positions. We have a role. Andikasha. Ashanamandikasha.
Anamandikadiade. Sianamane. Ianamane. Nianamae. Niana mako ko 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 ko. Niana mane. Niana makikikia na batie. Nemokuna. Iye nemoku vini atanawe. Niana mae. Zunamaki arabaya. Zuna makiere matia, niana makido bolo tiki kiesha, ogo diatalaj, niana makuku faniatalade,
Shana makusha. Yes, Lord, that will rise and take our rightful position. We'll rise. Yes, Lord, we'll rise. We'll rise. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Yes, we'll rise. We'll rise, Lord. Ante kana maki ande bufi ina mante kubufi ni ante kusha. Amen. The Lord said, yet many more will come. Plagues upon plagues. Issues upon issues. But we will say there is a revival when it is sons responding. Meaning that a season is coming that it will be sons responding. And will respond with the knowledge of his light. Why is the world where it is today? Because sons are not in charge. Sons are not in charge. Nations of the head to defend themselves build weapons of mass destruction. And they fail to consider weapons of healing. But God is putting, not just, listen, God is not just putting an anointing. He said, I'm making provisions available for men to key in. And do what I want done. Let no one confuse you. God will yet do these things. Don't be carried away. You must understand what is written concerning you in the script. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you. That you will raise interpreters. Men who will understand what you have come to do in the land. They will not make empty noise, but there will be accurate interpretations. Open the eyes of nations to recognize you as God. Open our eyes to see that you are the one who sits in the heavens and reigns in the affairs of men. Help our nations.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. And above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions from the corners of your mind,
Now listen, I hear the Lord say, loose them and let them go. But this time around, it is not just for deliverance from the shackles of darkness. It is from deliverance to have the prosperity it takes to propagate the kingdom. Amen. When the men are released into abundance, it will come by the finger of the Lord, lines upon lines, precept upon precept, till all the things that used to be a need are now a testimony. Hallelujah. I pray for your heart and mind. Receive the anointing to correctly interpret what the Lord has come to do. I pray that if you are in that family, going through that turbulent situation, and yet the enemy has tied you with a form of addiction, such that you are the man God has raised for their deliverance, but you are not participating in what you are to do because you are held down, I proclaim a cry over you. Loose him and let him go. I ask that the interpreter's anointing will come. You will not just know that deliverance will come, you will know when it should come. You will align in its season. You will cooperate with the demands. Listen, you will not call conspiracy what men call conspiracy. The wisdom of God from above that passes all understanding is released upon you. You will know what was said in the light of what is happening. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. Oh, bless your holy name. Rejoice. Rejoice and just give God praise.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.